I'm Jake Slobodnik, and today we take a look at the Penns Manor Comets, who look to build off a 6-6 season in 2023. Our report on the Comets is brought to you by the McCabe Roof Funeral Home in Clymer. The team at McCabe Roof Funeral Home would like to wish the Comets, players, cheerleaders, band, and coaches a healthy and fun 2024 football season. McCabe Roof Funeral Home in Clymer, where honesty, compassion, and kindness are the standard. Last year yielded a mixed bag for longtime head coach Bill Packer and his Comets. After falling to West Shamokin in Week 1, they won three straight over Homer Center and the Conemaugh, but dropped their next four contests to Cambria Heights, United Valley, Marion Center, and Northern Cambria. They then rounded out the year with wins over Portage and Purchasline, which earned them a spot in the District 6 playoffs. They went 1-1 in their playoff run, beating Juniata Valley in the first round, but falling to Heritage Conference foe Purchasline in the second. Now, the Comets, like other teams in the Heritage Conference, have holes to fill on their roster. One of the key skill players returning is quarterback Eamon Lieb, who finished last year with 8 touchdowns under center and just under 10 tackles a game on defense. Lieb has high expectations for the team, despite losing several key starters to graduation.
I think we're going to have a good season. We returned most of our linemen. I think we got some good skill guys who are going to fill in for the guys we lost, and I think we're going to have a good run.
Lieb adds that several players will need to step up to fill gaps left behind by those that graduated.
Those guys need to step up quick. I mean, they're young, they have no experience, but hopefully they learn quick.
Senior running back Troy Williams will take over as one of the Comets' main ball carriers, along with juniors Brady Lewis and Justin Wojtek. Williams said the Comets are not concerned with any pressure that built off a playoff year.
I mean, yeah, there's some pressure, but just do your thing and get it done. Stay healthy.
Lineman Alex Polanik will look to keep the pocket clear for Lieb and Williams this season, along with his fellow men in the trenches. He said he spent most of the offseason getting stronger to protect his fellow teammates.
The dedication to the weight room is very, very important, just because every year, every player gets better, even in the sense of like off-season and in-season. So it's always important to get as strong as you can before the season starts, so that whenever it comes time, you can throw people around.
Blanick also detailed who will be on the front lines with him.
At least returning is me and our center, Nick Frampton. He's gotten a lot better since last year. But we also have some other players that have subbed in for some players in the past few years. Evan Terinsky will be my tackle. And we have Dylan Depp, who's going in for the guard, and then an upcoming sophomore, Evan Fennell.
Polanik said he also noticed a high volume of committed players coming out this year.
Everybody seems that they're interested in it and that they want to go out and go far into the season, so that's a good thing to see.
Penns Manor will open its season with two straight road games, the first being at Tom Musick Stadium August 23rd against the Conemaugh Valley Blue Jays. This look at the Penns Manor Comets is brought to you by the McCabe Roof Funeral Home in Clymer. The team at McCabe Roof Funeral Home would like to wish the Comets players, cheerleaders, band, and coaches a healthy and fun 2024 football season. McCabe Roof Funeral Home in Clymer, where honesty, compassion, and kindness are the standard. With this look at the Penns Manor Comets, I'm Jake Slobodnik for your hometown station.